Our attitude of faith. All possible provision for our deliverance from the sin has been made. Not one thing can be added to help God. Our freedom is assured. If sin is not taken out or suppressed, if the old man is not destroyed root and branch, if sin is still in our flesh, how shall we come into the conscious enjoyment and power of deliverance from sin? This is the vital question. Perhaps the Spirit has already shown you the answer. Reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, Romans 6, verse 11. God says that you died to sin in Christ when He died. You can do neither less nor more than to believe what He says and count yourself dead. We soon forget a dead man, especially if he is one that we do not love. If the old man seems to be alive, you simply deny him and believe God. Reckon yourself dead indeed. It is God's business to make the reckoning real to you. He will certainly do it. This is not a daily dying, for you died once in Christ's death, but it is a daily reckoning of the death of the old Adamic nature, the old sinful self. Reckon yourselves to be alive unto God, Romans 6:11. It is a double reckoning, dead and alive. This is equally as important as the other. Some people talk a great deal about their being dead to this and that and to the other thing, but they have little or no life because they are always occupied with their death. Notice, God declares that I was raised up and seated in the heavenlies with Christ, Ephesians 2:6. I just believe what He says about me and act and talk as one alive in Christ Jesus. I may not seem lively at times, but my heart rejoices over the fact of my death, burial, and resurrection with Christ. My mind is not occupied primarily with my death and life, but rather with Christ Himself, the one who died and arose for me. I am occupied not with death, but with the one who died, not with life, but with the living one in whom I am alive forevermore. For, mark you, both our death and life are in or through Christ Jesus, Romans 6:11. The new creation self does the reckoning. This actual death and resurrection with Christ seems to be the most difficult fact for saints to grasp. Again and again they say, it is our privilege to die with Christ. We ought to die with Christ. I die daily. I wish that I could die with Christ, and other similar statements. All this shows that they do not have God's thought about our relationship to sin and Christ. Once more, let it be said that our death, burial, and resurrection with Christ are accomplished facts. These do not take place when we make a consecration to God. They took place 1900 years ago. We died with Christ then. Now, when we accept these facts as facts and appropriate them by faith, we come into conscious deliverance from the dominion of sin and into the joy and power of such deliverance. The sinner sees that Christ died for his sins. He believes that fact and thus loses the conscience or guilt of sins. He stands guilty before God no longer because he simply believes what God has declared, that is, that another, even Christ, has taken his place and has borne his sins. This faith brings him peace, a sense of the favor of God and a consciousness of his acceptance in Christ. Just so the believer sees that he died with Christ and rose with him. He accepts them as facts. He reckons on God's faithfulness and the Holy Spirit makes real to his consciousness what he believes for. In Christ he is just as dead to sin and just as alive to God as Christ. Because as he is, so are we in this world. 1 John 4:17. People do not come into victory for one of two reasons. Either they do not understand that they are already delivered, or they do not take their deliverance by faith in Jesus. Yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead. Romans 6:13. Literally, be yielding unto God. That is, the yielding is not a one-time only act, but a continuous attitude of the will to God. This is a wholesale abandonment to God. Yield as alive from the dead, that is, keep up the reckoning. Your yielding now is wholly on resurrection ground. Yield your members to God, Romans 6:13. This is a retail abandonment. Constantly keep yielding every member of your body to the Lord. He has a perfect right to manipulate every part of your being as He wills. Hath not the potter power over the clay? Romans 9:21. We enjoy full victory and liberty only as we let the Lord fully control our whole being. Do you see also that the instruction to yield follows that of reckoning? We are not delivered by consecration, but we consecrate because we are delivered. Consecration is not unto salvation, but unto service. Salvation is by faith alone. Certainly there is a surrender of the will, else we could not believe. The sinner surrenders. But that is not what is meant here. As believers on the Lord Jesus Christ, we are conscious of a bondage to sin. Our freedom was purchased centuries ago. We see it and grasp it by counting God true. Instantly we shout our liberty. Most cheerfully, then, do we yield to the God who has brought us such wondrous salvation. As children of God, we reckon and yield. This continuous abandonment does not sanctify us, but it keeps us in an attitude toward God in which He can keep us in victory and develop the graces of the Spirit in us and use us to His glory. Results of faith. We have seen the place to plant the feet of our faith. We have seen how to possess our possessions. Now let us look at our possessions. What do we get in this transaction? We have victory over sin. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? May it not be. We who died to sin, how shall we any longer live therein? Romans 6, verses 1 and 2. Henceforth we walk in newness of life and serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. Romans 6, verse 4 and 7, verse 6. Our Christian life becomes spontaneous. We live right, not because we must, but because of the power within that enables us so to live. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to keep my judgments and do them. Ezekiel 36:27. We no longer try to keep the law, an utter impossibility, but instead the lawmaker keeps us by his own indwelling. Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. The body or bulk of sin is annulled, Romans 6:6. Sin in toto is left unemployed, powerless. The Greek word for destroy is the same as in Hebrews 2:14. In his death, Jesus dealt the same blow to Satan and sin. Hence, we are no longer in bondage to sin. We are lifted out of sin's realm altogether. For it is written that sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under law, sin's realm, but under grace. Romans 6:14. Faith brings us and keeps us in this new realm of the Spirit where sin cannot touch us. We are free, eternally free. We now live unto God, Romans 6:10 through 11 and 13. We have become willing bond slaves of righteousness, Romans 6:18 with Romans 6:7. Ye have your fruit unto sanctification, Romans 6:22. There is no longer barrenness in the life now. Rooted in the love of God and walking in the Spirit, there must be fruitfulness. Love, joy, peace, etc. will increasingly abound. The glorious end, eternal life, Romans 6:22 and 23, not as a result, but as a consummation of that with which we began. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Romans 6, verses 8 through 10. Identification with Christ. What a relationship! Identified with him in his death, in his burial, in his resurrection, in his justification, in his anointing with the Holy Spirit, in his service and sufferings, in his health and strength, in his joy and victories, in his present priestly reign, in his future kingly reign, and in his eternal estate. Identified with Christ forever. Dying to self. Dying to self is a poetic expression. It sounds romantic, heroic, chivalrous, supernatural, saint-like. It is beautiful to read about, edifying to think about, easy to talk about, entertaining to theorize about, fascinating to write about, refreshing to dream about, but it is hard to do. How very true is the above, and how many people are vainly dreaming that they are actually dying to self. The writer of these lines goes on to say, "But it must be done. There is no abiding peace or power or prosperity without it." But we answer, we fail to find in the Bible, and what else have we to guide us, the first hint at dying to self. All this twaddle of dying to self is but self trying to execute self, and hence glorifying in self-execution. Such a process only feeds self and finally ends up in the worst state of self-righteousness. What then is the remedy? How shall I get rid of self? This is the sad cry of multitudes. The apostle uttered it in saying, "Who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" I hear his answer. "I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans 7:24-25. But how was it through Jesus? Paul tells us. Mark his answers. We died to sin. We died with Christ. Our old man, self, was crucified with him. Romans 6:2-6-8. Further, ye were made dead to the law through the body of Christ. Romans 7:4. I through law died to law that I might live unto God. I am, have been, crucified with Christ. Galatians 2:19-20. In the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, the world has been crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Galatians 6:14. These words were unmistakably plain and unanswerably correct. They show who did the dying, namely we, our old man, or I. Who are these three parties but self? Then they declare when we died and where, namely, with Christ. But he did not die when we made a full surrender or when we laid all on the altar. He died 1900 years ago. He died on Calvary. There and then are where and when we died. Furthermore, these words declare to what we died, that is, to sin, to law, to the world. They do not say that we died to self. Neither ought we to say it. Do not try to do something that God does not instruct you to do, nor instruct others to do so. Believe what God has said about self. Believe that he has done with the old creation, self, old man, just what he says he has. Until you do believe this, you will continue trying the hopeless task of dying to self. Do not be deceived by some who think that they have succeeded or who appear to you to have succeeded. Daily dying, dying to self, self-crucifixion only make void the cross of Christ. They virtually say that Christ did not die or that we did not die with him or we only partly died. Self-killing, dying to self, is both a failure and a crime. Your effort is in vain, and you make Christ the minister of sin, for you say by your self-effort that Christ has not done what he expressly announces that he has done. Galatians 2:17. For ye, your old man, self, are dead, and your life, your new man, is hid with Christ in God. Colossians 3:3. God be praised forever.